prospect development is rarely a straight line. Few demonstrate that better than Jet Wu, who got called up from the Abbotsford Canucks on Monday. It's been 6 years since the 23-year-old defenseman was drafted by the Canucks in the second round of the 2018 NHL entry draft, and those 6 years have been a rollercoaster for Wu. In his first post-draft season, Wu exploded, putting up 66 points in 62 games to finish fifth among WHL defensemen in points, with the same points per game as top prospect Bowen Byram. Considering he was drafted as a physical defensive defenseman, that giant jump in his offensive game was seen as a positive sign for his NHL potential. Wu was clearly the best right-shot defenseman in the Canucks system and a key part of the Canucks' future. But that's when things started to go awry. In his final season in the WHL, Wu was traded to the Calgary Hitmen and his offensive game regressed, with just 46 points in 64 games. His first season in the All in the COVID-shortened 2020-21 season was underwhelming, but his second season in the All was an outright disaster. Wu's career completely stalled in the 2021-22 season. He was a frequent healthy scratch and, when he did get into the lineup, it was often as a fourth-line forward. In essence, Abbotsford Canucks head coach Trent Cull stopped developing Wu as a defenseman, and that seemed to be the end of his NHL potential. It was a symptom of significant development issues in the Canucks system. Cull getting promoted to assistant coach in Vancouver for the 2022-23 season might have saved Wu's career. A new coach in Jeremy Colliton, along with an overhauled development department, helped turn things around for the beleaguered defenseman. Wu played a significant role for Colliton's Canucks, eating up major minutes defensively and putting up 7 goals and 21 points in 68 games offensively. He stepped up his game physically, not just with big open ice hits, though he certainly had those, but with winning battles along the boards and in front of the net. Wu's progression and his right-hand shot put him back in the conversation to play NHL games, even if his ceiling is not as high as it once was. This year, his growth in his game, building his identity as a player, as a puck-moving, physical, heavy player. And he contributed offensively as well, he even played on the second-unit power play at times, said Abbotsford Canucks general manager Ryan Johnson. He's shot himself forward, that's for sure. Wu is currently playing on the top pairing in Abbotsford, albeit on a blue line that has seen some significant injuries, with Christian Wallinen, Akito Hirose, and Philip Johansson all out of the lineup. Already on the first penalty kill unit, Wu is even playing on the first power play unit with Wallinen out. He has 5 goals and 16 points through 42 games, middling numbers, but offense was never his calling card. Now, with Carson Soucy officially on injured reserve, Wu got the call from the Vancouver Canucks. The call-up to the Canucks is a great vote of confidence for Wu. He might not actually play any NHL games during this call-up, he's likely just injury insurance while Nikita Zadorov serves out the final game of his 2-game suspension, but it will get him a decent chunk of NHL cash on his 2-way contract and some practice time with an NHL coaching staff. With the Abbotsford Canucks not playing again until Saturday, Wu might not even miss a game, assuming he gets sent back down when Zadorov returns. Still, it's a positive sign for a prospect who was nearly a write-off just 2 seasons ago. With the grind of the playoffs on the way, the Canucks might have need of Wu in the future.